Hello and welcome to Health Hacks with Dr. Laura, a mini episode of the Well Women podcast coming to you bi-weekly in order to help you hack your life. Welcome to this week's episode of Health Hacks with Dr. Laura. I am your host, Dr. Laura. Today, I wanted to talk all about colds and flus and what to do in an instance that you are feeling under the weather, and some quick hacks that I like in terms of what to do, what to take when you are not feeling so hot. So I'm going to preface this mini-sode with just letting you know that it is so, so important to make sure that you speak to your healthcare provider before taking anything, and that includes supplements. Just because it's natural does not make it safe. So make sure that you talk to your healthcare provider before taking anything, especially if you are on medications, if you are currently diagnosed with any conditions, and if you have any allergies. So just making sure that everything is right for you and nothing is going to interact with something you are currently doing. So this is meant for educational information only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice. So let's jump right in. We've all experienced colds and flus, and it really is a pain. And trying to get through that, sometimes we do actually have to just wait it out. But there are some things that I have found to be helpful with respect to making you feel better faster. If you feel like a cold or flu is coming on, almost kind of nipping it in the bud so that you don't actually get sick. It's nice to have these kind of things in our back pocket so we don't have to be running to the doctors. And then just knowing when we actually should be running to the doctor for more serious investigations and treatment. So starting out with colds and flus, first of all, colds and flus, for those who don't know, are viral infections. So there is a difference between something being viral and bacterial. When something is viral, you actually do not need antibiotics, and in fact, antibiotics will not work. So if we're talking about something like strep throat, that is actually a bacterial infection, and it does require antibiotics, and there are some pretty dangerous sequelae that can happen as a result of untreated strep throat. So it is important to understand when and if you need antibiotics, and to understand that when a doctor tells you that you don't need antibiotics and you just need to rest and relax and it'll kind of run its course, then to also take that and understand that they aren't being negligent with your health, but they're actually doing what's in the best interest of you. So you've been diagnosed with a cold or flu, you've been to your doctor, and they've ruled out any sort of bacterial infection, anything needing antibiotics. And so now you're kind of left at home and you're like, what do I do? What do I take? So I want to give you some tips to kind of cover those types of illnesses where we are stuck in bed. We might have a low grade fever. Again, if your fever is high or you have a child or a little one with a fever, it is so important to get that evaluated. But this is mostly tips for adults who really just have these viral infections. So the first thing I like to say with colds and flus is hydration, hydration, hydration. And so making sure that we're properly and adequately hydrated can be difficult, especially if you're not in the mood, especially if you're not feeling like drinking cold beverages. Some people can have an issue or a problem with drinking just straight water. So I often recommend to have water, add in some lemon. That can be helpful for your immune function. It can be helpful for gut health. And also it can just add flavor. So lemon or other fruits. I often use Emergen-C. So it comes in a powder form. You can get them really from any health food store or even Costco. And it's basically a vitamin C powder with other electrolytes in it. I really like it for just replenishing electrolytes, especially if you may have a cold or if you may have a flu, actually, where you're having diarrhea and you're losing those electrolytes through the diarrhea, then something like Emergen-C might be a good addition. And it tastes a little bit like orange, so it can give your water a little bit more flavor. Another thing is adding in green tea, and you can add in some lemon to that. And green tea also has been shown to have immune boosting benefits and properties. So adding in a green tea with lemon can really help. My own personal elixir that I love in the case of a cold or flu is a green tea, add in some lemon, And then what I'll do is I'll add in a little bit of honey and some cayenne pepper, and that really helps, especially if you have a stuffy nose or a scratchy throat. It's going to help to clear your sinuses and make everything drain a little bit better. So as much as it might sound gross and it might taste a little bit gross, I promise it does work and it is a really good go-to. Otherwise, I'm a huge fan of traditional medicinals teas. So this is a company that makes a variety of teas. And I really like them because they are offered in many different grocery stores and that sort of thing. And they're readily available and they're organic. They use great herb combinations. So they have a tea called Throat Coat. I like this tea for helping with throat pain, but also any kind of stomach aches or anything like that, because it is really good for the smooth mucous membranes, which include your throat, but also can include your gut. And so I like Throat Coat. It is mainly used, the main ingredient is licorice. So if you don't like licorice, you won't like the flavor, but it does a really good job of helping to soothe a sore throat. And then another one I really like is their echinacea tea. So echinacea, as you know, or as you probably know, is really good for colds and flus in terms of reducing their duration, kind of helping to nip it in the bud, and just helping boost your immune system in that sort of way to help you fight off that cold or flu. So I really like their echinacea tea. It also doesn't have a strong flavor, so if you're not a huge fan of the licorice-based ones, this might be a good option. And then I also, with respect to supplements, like adding in an antiviral. So one of my favorite tinctures is by St. Francis. It's called Echinacea, and basically it is a combination of echinacea and other herbs. So golden seal is in there and a bunch of others. It tastes awful, but it works. So kind of like a Buckley's mantra, but it is actually natural and it is made with herbs. For those who don't know, a tincture actually is herbs in alcohol. So what they actually do is they take the herbs and they use alcohol in an extraction process to take out the constituents or the components in the herb that are medicinal that we use. So it does taste a little bit like alcohol. It does taste disgusting, but it does really work. And I really, really like the combination. And again, any of these brands that I'm mentioning, I have no affiliation with. These are just ones that I've used and I've seen work. And then with respect to other antivirals, I'm a huge fan of garlic pills. So there are a number of brands. Make sure that they're professional brands that carry garlic. I have used Designs for Health. I have used NFH. Junestra makes one. And basically, it is a garlic pill. You, depending on which brand you get and which pill you take, usually you reek of garlic after. But I find this to be one of the best ways, if in my opinion, to get rid of a cold or flu really quickly. Garlic is a potent antiviral. It is an antifungal. It is an antibacterial. It is immune boosting. It is nourishing. So I find it a really good thing to take in the beginning stages of a cold or flu to just really nip it in the bud, so you actually may not even end up getting sick at all. So garlic is one of those ones. I do a high potency one. And the thing with garlic is, again, you probably will smell. So be prepared for that, number one. Number two is I would highly recommend to speak with someone before you take garlic because it is such a strong, almost like an antibiotic effect, antiviral, antifungal, that sort of thing. It is really important to note that taking garlic all the time can actually start working against you because it almost starts to have the effect that an antibiotic has in getting rid of all of your bacteria. Now, when we take something like an antibiotic, we are getting rid of our good bacteria and our bad bacteria. And that's why we get diarrhea or problems, yeast infections, that sort of thing, as a result of taking antibiotics. And that's why it's recommended to take a probiotic. So similarly, and not as strong, but similarly, when you take something like garlic, you need to make sure that you're not taking it for more than at least, I would say, a week or however long you're having this illness for, because then you could start running into problems with depleting some of your good bacteria. And then we have a whole other issue. So be careful with taking that. Another thing I like is medicinal mushrooms. So one mushroom I really like is reishi mushroom, and that is antiviral. Again, you need to speak with your healthcare provider before you're taking something like medicinal mushrooms, just because they can have contraindications and not be recommended for certain types of people. And then, like I mentioned at the beginning, understanding when and if you need antibiotics. So, for example, if your throat is extremely sore and you're thinking you may have strep throat, it's good to go get a rapid strep test or a throat swab to make sure that we can rule that out, because in that case, antibiotics would be necessary. And similarly, if you had an upper respiratory tract infection and like you had something like bronchitis that wasn't viral, if you ended up having pneumonia that ended up being bacterial, it is really good to rule those things out because those things require antibiotics. And in the case that you need antibiotics, there is ways in supporting you through that antibiotic use. So making sure you're taking probiotics at the same time as you're taking antibiotics in terms of a time frame. So you wouldn't take them together, like in the morning, let's say, but you would spread it out in the day. So if you're taking one in the morning, take one in the evening. And then make sure that you're replenishing that good bacteria as we're getting rid of that bad bacteria so that your immune system doesn't suffer down the road with respect to increased risk of yeast infections and diarrhea and all those sorts of things that we get as a result of antibiotic use. So probiotics are good to add into your routine, especially if you're on antibiotics. I would do a very high dose, but as a maintenance and prevention, probiotics have been studied to help with immune function. So they're actually a good source of immune support in your everyday. Now, it depends on what you're sort of trying to treat, whether you would go with one brand over another, one strain over another. So that really, really does depend on the person. But you could go for a general one just as your day-to-day if you are not working with a healthcare provider and you're unsure of whether or not you should be on a specific strain. It's just kind of good to play it safe in that way. And the other thing you can do is add fermented foods into your daily life. So sauerkraut, kimchi, kombucha are all great sources of probiotics. They can help to build your natural gut flora and to help breed that good bacteria and help with that balance. And then number five is resting and recharging. So I cannot stress enough resting, taking time off, understanding when you need to take a break and not trying to power through. Number one is you'll get other people sick, and that is the worst thing, is when somebody shows up to work and they're sick. And number two is your body is sick and your body is telling you that you need to take a minute. So whether that means sleeping in, missing work, taking the day off from whatever kind of activities you have, if you had plans with friends, it is so important to your overall health rather than to keep dragging it out and keep making you burn out further. And then last but not least is preventing and finding the root cause. So as a naturopathic doctor, I'm all about the root cause. And so a lot of these things I've mentioned can help you when you are in an acute stage of a cold or flu situation. But finding the root cause is ultimately going to prevent this from recurring time and time again. If you're one of those people that gets sick six times a year, or even a couple times a year, you should really be looking into what the root cause is. What are your triggers? Why are you getting sick all the time? Is it because you work in a daycare and we maybe need to work on supporting your immune system throughout the year because you're always exposed to bugs? Or is it because you're always stressed and you're getting sick because you're stressed? Are you one of those people that gets sick around their period? Maybe we need to work on some hormonal support. And so supporting the immune system isn't just through taking something like vitamin C, but supporting the immune system actually can look at three pillars of health, including proper sleep. People who experience poor sleep actually have a reduced immune function. And so ensuring that you're having proper sleep, looking at your sleep patterns in, are you having problems falling asleep? Are you having problems staying asleep? Do you wake up during the night? Are you waking up feeling rested? What does your sleep look like? Do you actually get into a deep sleep? Stress management. So I mentioned, if you're that person that gets, you're stressed out and you're worked to the bone and then you get sick. People who are exposed to stress, research has shown that they have an increased risk of getting sick, or they have a lower immune tolerance to bugs that are floating around. So if you are stressed and then adding onto that, we are in cold and flu season, and adding onto that, you're around a little kid with a bug, well, then you're probably going to be the one to get sick over everyone else because you're in a state of immune compromise. And then number three in the third pillar of immune support is through supporting digestion. So making sure that you are having a bowel movement every single day, that there is no blood, no mucus, no undigested food, working with a naturopathic doctor to remove any food sensitivities, making sure you have a balance between good and bad bacteria supporting your gut integrity, making sure there's no inflammation. You shouldn't be having heartburn. You shouldn't be having stomach pain. You shouldn't be bloated. So all of that warrants further investigation. And then also improving diet. So making sure that we are eating foods that are nourishing our immune system, that are nourishing our gut, and therefore nourishing our health and helping with health prevention. If we're having a crappy diet, then we're going to have a crappy immune system as a result. So thank you for joining this episode. If you have any questions, let me know. This has been another episode of Health Hacks with Dr. Laura, a mini episode of the Well Women Podcast. Stay tuned for full episodes of the Well Women Podcast released every other Monday. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Thanks.